Blog Talk Radio.
I've been with one for about 5 years, the other one for almost 2.5 years now.
Oh, yeah. What's wrong, you think?
They're very comfortable because I'm very open. I don't make it where it's, oh, look what I'm doing.
So when you going to get married? What one you going to marry?
This is what I was thinking. They can get married, and then I'll be with them.
Okay.
I like how it works out that way.
Okay, wait. I have a question.
Yeah. I think we're probably going to ask the same question.
Okay, go ahead.
So I know you have lots of bedrooms, right? But
yes.
Do you guys ever sleep in one bedroom all together?
Are you freaky?
I just want to know.
What are you, of course.
I feel yes, we have. And I'm trying to be as candid as possible for us being daytime TV.
And it's okay.
But, yes, we've yes.
Okay.
Yes, we've had moments. Nothing is forced. Nothing is I come home and because we're the situation, do what I say. No, we're still individuals as love goes in any situation.
I believe in having a spare, but I don't believe in living all together, though.
If you have something separate, that separate becomes a secret. That secret.
No, it's not a secret if they everybody know each other. I just can't share another space with another woman in the same house. But if you take care of the bills, I can understand that.
But people also felt like years ago, why would gay people be married, and we're comfortable with that.
Well. You're listening to Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayanna Muhammad. Tonight, we are talking about poly relationships. Ayanna, we just heard from D. Ray, the comedian D. Ray, who has been in a poly relationship for quite some time, and he said it works for him.
Yeah.
Now,
it's
so,
working for all of us.
Look, we got callers already. This is something serious.
Let me tell you right now, the funniest thing that I came across in my research of looking this up is, you heard of the website Meetup, right? When they had these different meet and greet groups.
I don't do the dating site.
This isn't a Meetup is where they have like different stuff. There, everybody going somewhere, this, that, and the other, whatever. Needless to say, they have Meetup groups for people that are into this in Atlanta. And I was like, wow. You know, like had I known about it, I think I would have went for like experimental information.
Are you for real?
No, like, seriously, I would have just been curious to see the type of people that's there. Like, I'm not even going to lie. I would have took you with me. You would have had to go.
No, you wasn't going to take me with you for no meetup.
Yes, you would.
Was we going to go in there, like, on some business stuff where we got the microphones out and we're asking questions? Was that the type of – because I don't want nobody to think I'm here trying to meet up and I'm cool with this. It almost sounds like swingers party, like we come in the swing type thing.
No, we would have straight been in there on some investigations. Mm-hmm.
Let me read the definition of a just an informal / formal polyamory relationship. It's spelled polyamory. It states that this is the practice of or desire for an intimate relationship with more than one partner, with the knowledge of all partners. It has been described as consensual, ethical, and responsible. In other words, it is a non-monogamous relationship, not like an open relationship where you just can do whatever you want to do, not like a side chick situation where your girls don't know about each other or the dudes don't know about each other and you just banging everybody and it's a secret. But a real relationship with two women or two men, and they know about each other. Sometimes, like D-Ray, they live in the same house.
So the truth is, poly is really a lifestyle. Like, what I was reading online was it's a lifestyle that people live, whether you're in an open marriage and y'all are doing it, or if it's somebody like D-Ray, that, like, this is how you living. But it is really, truly a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle, and there is really, truly a lot of people who are into this thing. Like, I was shocked. And until this came across our wire last week, or the week before, one of these weeks, until it came across our wire. I'm like, who does that? You know, like, I would have never thought that this was the end thing.
But see, like, remember Monique had that whole conversation about having an open marriage or,
but
you
that
know,
was an open marriage. Like, I'm going out, I'm banging who I want. Not necessarily that my husband knows this dude and they cool. It's, I have an open marriage where if I see you, I'm going to bang you, and my husband don't care. He don't have to know. Like, no.
But
this ain't that.
What's the difference? If I say our marriage is open and you go out, I would think that, yeah, I got to believe that you probably did something because it's open. Why wouldn't I? Like, why wouldn't?
But this is not open, though, Ayana. This is poly, which means I got a key to, they both got a key to my house, and they can come and go as they please. And if they want to come and lay in a bed together, like one on one side of me and one on the other side, apparently that's fine. In an open relationship, we meet at the hotel. And, you know, there's some rules to that open relationship stuff. Don't let me come home and you banging. I don't want to see you banging.
Okay.
Right here, they don't care. They're just banging. It's cool.
It's rules with the poly life because even if both of them are, if it's a guy and he's in a relationship with two women and it's a poly relationship, it's still rules involved in it. Like, you know, she get Monday and then she get Tuesday and then she grocery shop. She do the, I don't know, girl. I'm making up. All of it is not.
I was getting ready to say, where does that say? Because I've been looking this up. So where does it say it's rules? It's like whoever get home first is cooking. And we all going to climb in a bit. And like D-Ray said, we all sleep in here together. Like, I'm trying to be politically correct. Like,
yeah, but here's the thing. In polygamy relationships, it refers to the practice of having more than one spouse. So if you have more than one spouse, if you have one spouse, it's rules to your relationship. It's different things. Everybody got different responsibilities around the house. So if you have more than one spouse, why would it not be the same thing?
I don't want more than one spouse. I don't want more than one tallywhacker in my bed. I don't, and I'm not getting ready to be like, I don't know who said it on tallywhacker. I took it back old school. I don't know.
Okay.
No, I don't understand.
I don't necessarily, I don't agree with it. I don't. And I know in doing my research, it's funny because the Muslim thing kept popping up, right? Like, you know, being Muslim.
Right.
And I've had people ask me, like, as a Muslim, if I was to get married, would I allow my husband to have another wife? Absolutely not. I would not do it. Perfectly okay for me as a Muslim woman to say that, no, my husband cannot have another wife. The truth of the matter is, if that's something that he wanted to do, he would have to discuss it with me first. And if I don't agree to it, then, and he wanted to do it anyway, then he would be wrong, and that's grounds for divorce. So, not to mention, let's just be realistic, it's illegal here in the U.S. to be married to more than one person.
That's why they're not marrying them. They just saying, look, okay, so this is what I got from D-Ray. And I had to keep listening and listening and listening to that over and over again because he was so serious. And then there's also an interview out there with the girls and all of the questions that they get asked when they're out together, like, is that your father? Are y'all twins, her and the other girl? I mean, just all kind of stuff that they're throwing at them, but it works. And, you know, something that D-Ray said that made a lot of sense, when you are dependent, totally dependent on a man for everything, that, I mean, your clothes, your food, your whole existence is dependent on this man, you tend to go with the flow. Because that's what he said. He said, when I pay the bills, pretty much when I pay the bills, I make the rules. And my rules are, I want both of y'all, and y'all want both of y'all to live here. And they both said, okay. Now, in my mind, Mama, if you on this phone, Lord, let me just tell you right now, I'm finna cuss. Nah, I ain't. F your rules. F you paying all these bills. I'll get 10 jobs. You're not finna tell me that I have to share my house, my tallywhacker, my food, my everything else with another woman.
So,
I don't. Mm-mm.
So you think, so let me ask you this, and So do you think that women that do this are settling?
In my opinion, and if it's some women on here that are actually doing this, please don't be mad at me because this is my opinion. Hell yes, I think they're settling.
Yes.
Now, but okay, so Atlanta has it big, so we know. Atlanta has this poly relationship, this tri relationship, TRI, whatever you want to call it. Atlanta is like popping for it, right?
Yes.
So we both know that down here in Atlanta, the ratio to for men to women is like very slow. It's like what, 10, 15 to 1?
That's what they say, but I don't really believe
that's
it.
What they say. You know, I mean, because we have some roadblocks. You know, a lot of men are gay, so they're not looking at you
right.
No way. And I mean, we got some roadblocks. My suggestion, my suggestion would be, have you a long distance relationship? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, be prepared to drive. Go to the little country areas, like the little around. Go to Augusta. Go to Athens. Go somewhere around and find you somebody that's for you. Like, I just can't do it. I don't know what to tell the people. I don't even know how to give advice to somebody who's in this relationship because apparently this is what you want to do.
I know, right? And it's like, it's weird because I don't know if I told you, one time I was in Chicago, and that's when I first, this is the first time I ever heard that it was a lifestyle. My Uber driver.
Oh, you heard it
like,
before?
I didn't know it was a I didn't know there was a community. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a different place. Like, my Uber driver in Chicago, she was like, oh, you from Atlanta? I'm like, yeah. She was like, yeah, I'm trying to move down there. You know, I'm poly, and they got a really nice poly community. And I looked, and I'm like, I'm going to need you to explain to me what poly is. And she was just like, I love everybody, and, you know, I'm in a relationship, but I'm looking for someone else to love. And I'm like, what? Say what?
So the love that you're getting from this one person is not enough? You're just greedy.
Actually, in a relationship.
Just greedy and overly sexual.
Hey, listen, man. I just wanted her to get me to my destination safely. So
and,
I really didn't.
And her, whoever she was with, was like not giving her the. Because
what,
Jose. Did you get my smashing? You hear that? That was like the pounding of like that's as close as I can give y'all to like some sexual noises. Whoever she was with has not been, you know, like they supposed to. If you because to hell with what she's talking about. Look.
Well, let me ask you this. So why is it, let me ask you this, though, and I'm just, everybody who know me know I'm completely against this lifestyle. I'm just straight playing devil's advocate. But what you insinuate is that he was not taking care of home because she was looking for something else. But what's
absolutely.
The
that's
guy,
exactly what I'm saying.
But what's the difference?
Thank you for putting it into
guy,
perspective.
Yeah. But
he might have everything else. You know what I'm saying? He brought
a
whole bunch to the table, and he was lacking in that area. He brought a whole bunch
of
stuff to the table. He came, they were equally yoked everywhere else. Except
no,
for.
Listen. Hear me out.
Except
if it's a guy in a relationship, and he has a woman, and he's looking for another woman, does that mean that that woman is not satisfying him in the bedroom? Why does it always come
you
down
know
to
what? Like, okay, so let me tell you this. This is okay, so there is a perspective on men, and I don't agree with this at all. But there is, you know, the world has put this perspective on men that it's okay for them to have more than one woman. In my opinion, they're greedy. But it could also be the case that, you know, she wasn't satisfying them. She just, you know what I'm saying? She just want to do the military, the missionary position.
and
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But to bring, I mean, how would this conversation go, Ayanna? Because we have to take some callers because I'm telling you, the panel's up. But let me tell you, let me ask you, if you're, man comes home And he says to you, Ayana, you know what? I've been thinking, you know, I love you. You know, don't get me wrong. I'm happy. You know, things are going well. But, you know, I've been chit-chatting with this female. And I want to bring her into our relationship. Like, I want to bring her into our home. She's going to move her stuff in here. And the three of us, I want the three of us to enter into a relationship. Now, you're not, by means, you're not gay. You know what I'm saying? You have no interest in a woman. But he wants to be able to have the both of you living in the house together. You know, have sex with the both. Like, I wish would. Girl, I'm first off, I'm going to respond, and then I'm going to turn into the Batgirl, Wonder Woman, Superwoman, all that, all in the one.
I'm ignorant. I'm going to burn the whole house down. Ain't none of us going to be living up in here. Don't bring this BS.
I don't own the rights for that statement. I'm going to say
something. I'm burning the whole damn house.
Ain't nobody going to live
Ain't nobody.
I'm about to take a caller. I'm not messing with you. Caller, last four. 2129.
Good evening, ladies.
Caller.
How you guys doing?
We're doing fine. How are you? We're talking about poly relationships. First off, have you heard of this before?
I know a few things about the subject, yes.
Okay, well, spill it. I like these calls. I told you, Ayana. Spill it. What's your take on this?
Well, you know, I think the first place to start is you know, the intellectual honesty, right? So we can look at poly lifestyle and say, you know, what's wrong with these people, or you know something's lacking, and all those kinds of things. But in the next breath, we're not addressing or looking at what's actually happening right now in relationships. And I'll just throw out a flat out statistic that there's, you know, black males, 40% have never been married and don't have kids. So we're not linking up right now. And that's just black people. I'm just using us because that's kind of where we're at on this conversation. There's a lot of black people here. We're not linking up right now. And there's already well, we're linking up. We're just not getting married. And we're not generally staying together, right? So there's some intellectual honesty involved in this where you're saying, hey, I'm not going to lie to you. You know what I'm saying? I dig you. I enjoy being with you. Living together as a unit isn't mandatory. Yeah, I mean, it's good, but it's not mandatory. So they don't have to share same space. So I think that's at the root of it, is that you have some honesty about it. And I like you, but I also like this lady over here too, you know, and I'm not going to lie to you and say, you know, you're the only one, and it's going to be us forever. And then you find out that I'm doing something on the side. So, you know, kind of in my thought process is kind of, which would you rather have? Would you rather have someone be honest with you, and then potentially you be able to have a relationship, an amicable relationship with the other woman in his life, or would you rather be lied to? Because that's already what's happening.
See, but I'm going to have to call out that to me, yeah, be honest and upfront with me, and then I'm going to make the decision that that's not
make
the
choice.
Right.
You know, that means,
you know, I'd rather you be upfront and honest. I'm not going to lie about that. Like, be upfront and honest. Let me know. But even in the case of, I'm just curious as to why, I just would really want to talk to a woman that's in it to really understand what is it about it that you're attracted to.
That's so fascinating.
You know
what
I mean?
Like, what brought you
yeah.
to say, yes, I'm down with this? Especially
I'll see
if
who
you
I can.
Are
I'll
not,
see if
like,
I can rope one into the conversation for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to,
because
to
you sound like you got a lot of experience.
Her, and have her yeah.
So
I mean, so you know, so that being said, I mean, that's really what's at play. I mean, if we kind of, you know, kind of take our personal preferences up, because no, I mean, you know, not it's not for everyone, right? I mean, at the end of the day, it's not for everyone. But at the end of the day, I mean, so if you even take it all the way back, you know, kind of when did monogamy even become a thing? It wasn't even a thing for most of the
right.
history of men, right?
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
I believe it came into vogue with the Protestant movement. Moorish Empire after the Crusades. In my opinion, mm-hmm. I believe that it had something to do with population control. They got tired of fighting all them damn Muslims. You know what I mean? And kept populating, kept coming up. I mean, that's my thought. But that being said, I did want to address one statement, is that I don't see it as something that has to, as greed, as much as there are people out there that want to be loved. They want to be, you know, they want to be talked to. They want to be handled in a respectful way. And let's just face it, there just aren't a bunch of people, and that's both male and female, that are adept at doing that, you know, at being adult and being, you know, grown-ups and, you know, and handling each other with care.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. That's,
but I'm saying if you're with one person and they're not giving you that, then why stay with them?
That's what I want to say.
If they're not giving you what you need, then why even say, let me bring in somebody else? Let me just get rid of you and then keep searching for that person that's going to give me what I'm looking for and what I need.
But don't make the assumption that it's because that the first individual is not giving what is needed. You know, don't start from that place as much as this other individual could also do it as well. And this other individual may enhance your life as well. So we all enhance each other's life.
No.
All that cooking and cleaning because somebody else.
No, ma'am. No. Okay, caller. Thank you, because you know what? I don't even know what other questions to ask. You kind of enlightened us on some things. We got
to
pay some bills.
Well, just one last statement. Don't start from the place of this person is not giving me what I need. That's generally not how it works, right?
Right.
Okay. So if it's not greed, and this person is not giving him or her what she needs, where's the start? Because I'm only asking these questions because I'm totally confused. I don't understand it. It has to make sense, and this doesn't make sense to me. So where does it start? Where would it start at if those are the two reasons that it wouldn't start? Because that's what I'm thinking, like, oh, he's greedy, she's greedy. Secondly, they're over-sexual, and they just want, like, a bunch of sex, and this one's not satisfied. These are my thoughts. This one over here is not, it's okay. The sex is okay. Like, I can still deal with it. But in order for me to reach my peak, like, I'm going to need this person over here too. So when I get done with this person, I can go over here. And then when I'm done with this over here, wham, I'm satisfied. I can go sleep now. Like, that
right.
makes sense.
Well, I mean approach it from the standpoint of, I mean, I wouldn't be in a relationship with the first young lady if she wasn't providing what I needed from her, right? I wouldn't even be in that relationship. So that's not the primary driver for me to be thinking about what I want from the second or third young lady, if you get what I mean. So where does it start? I mean, it starts with being in a healthy relationship with the first individual before you even move on to a second individual, right?
See, this should have been a 2-hour show. Because if you're in a healthy relationship with the first individual, what would make you even go to the second individual? I'm like, that's what I'm trying to. You're in a relationship, okay? So D-Ray was in a relationship.
I enjoy my car, so I don't. You know, why would I ever want a second car, right? I mean,
because this car broke down and it's not drivable anymore. So I'm getting rid of it.
No,
I'm gonna trade
my car works. My car works fine. My Jeep runs great, but I still want an Impala SS.
Why do you need perfectly working cars? Why do you need
Yeah, no, I can only drive one at a time.
You can only drive one at a time.
Well, okay, I can only drive a car. I can't drive my car, and I can't drive my motorcycle at the same time. But I still love my motorcycle, right? I don't stop loving my motorcycles because I have a car.
I can definitely relate to that. I can relate to that. However, I can't relate to my car, my motorcycle equating to these two men over here. Like, what? Okay, so right now we're looking at it from a – okay, caller, thank you.
Okay, no,
please
good.
Continue.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Appreciate you calling in. Okay, Ayanna, before we pay this bill.
Right.
Okay, so dig this here. I understand what he was saying, and I think the root of what I'm trying to understand is if you're in a good relationship and you're in a good space with this person, what would
right.
make you want to bring somebody else in? First off, women, I know you said your Uber driver was a woman, but women,
yeah.
unless you just, and I hope we ain't got no holes in this house, but women just don't tend to freely give their body up to different people like that at the same time unless they are hoes, and it's what they do.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I won't say necessarily hoes, but I think
I'm just saying,
like,
if you just out here free screwing.
No. Like what D-Ray said, stop that, you stupid. What D-Ray said was that he said had them both in the bed at the same time, right? So obviously, if he's had them both in the bed at the same time, that's some fantasy of his that he's fulfilling. So, that's, to me, that's what it is. It's to your point. I actually agree with you. If you are in a perfectly good relationship and this person is pleasing all aspects of what it is you want, what would be your desire to go out and find somebody
and
bring somebody else in?
Like
that to me is adding chaos to a situation. Like,
yeah,
because
I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night and, like, she going to have some black eyes and busted lips and, like, we brawling, like, we in the bar.
So,
let me pay a bill. I did. It ain't work. All right. Be right back, everybody.
All alarm companies call the police after a break-in. Most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. Be proactive. Get a Digital Guard wireless HD home camera system and monitoring. Systems start as low as $684.63, or you can lease a Digital Guard HD wireless home camera system with no credit check for only $50 a month with $275 down for 14 months. Call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777, hit option 2, and use the promo code Renita, because what you can't see will hurt you.
Okay, so we're back on Against Our Eyes with Renita Graves and Ayanna Muhammad. Tonight we're talking about polyamorous relationships, tribe relationships, whatever you want to call it. You know what? I think all that commercial was running, I'm just sitting here looking at the ceiling like, it's just too much going on in this world. Like, it's just way too much going on in this world. And people are running out of things to do. So they're just trying stuff.
No, but this is what's funny. If you, in doing my research, the funniest thing that I read was that the human mammal is the only mammal that is, and the word they used on the internet was forced into a monogamous relationship. I found that to be interesting.
Very.
The only mammals that do monogamous relationships are humans.
Well, I'll be damned.
But I would think that makes sense because we have a rational thought process versus a dog.
And the crazy thing is, look, okay, because somebody sent me this clip in Facebook Messenger of this female lion, and she was just going around giving her twat to all the males. Like, I'm moving from here. Like, I'm all around, and they just was sitting there, and she just goes and toot her little butt up, and here you go, it's your turn. And I'm like,
right,
huh? She just got a train ran on her. Who does that? Like, where is it? Why, animal?
But in the lion world, it was completely normal. Now, in the human world, she's nasty as hell. But
it's nasty,
world,
and You're nasty. Yeah, that's whoever's doing that. Just you're nasty.
Now I say in the human world it's nasty, but in the life,
it's so many
world,
things that are is going on that people like things never cease to amaze me, and that's why we can continuously have topics like this because it's never ending. So this is not side chick where you know about the main chick, but the main chick doesn't know about you.
This is not completely different. This is everybody knows
is,
about. You have mutually agreed that we are in this relationship together.
Together.
And by us, the three of us, the four of us, whatever it is, we're all in it together. That it was that entire show, The Sister Wives, in Utah, and they had all those women that were all in the same house together, and they all had the one guy was pretty much married to all of them, and that's just
but
how they lived their life.
They were trying. Most of them were trying to get out.
Well, no. In some of them, they was. This is what they do, and they're all okay with it, and it's no big deal. And I know that people think differently than I do, so it is what it is. But I just know I can't see myself being completely happy and satisfied in a situation like that because I just don't want to think about sharing you. I look at it like you said with
absolutely.
The car. If me and you shared a car, and I'm ready to go somewhere, and you in the car, I got a problem. Can't go nowhere till you get back.
I don't. That's me. I don't want to share.
I get mad
when people are in my office standing over my food saying, "Ooh, that look good. Can I have one of those?" Like, I don't want to share like that. Like, let alone my man laying in my bed every night.
Yeah.
And then if it's somebody that is like, ooh, you know, like, ooh, like when I'm at work, I'm still thinking about what happened last night with me and you. I don't want to be thinking about what's going on with you and her, that it could possibly be the same thing that was going on with me and you. Like, that's going to drive me crazy, and I'm going to blow up. We got to take another caller.
Let's do it.
I mean, goodness gracious. Caller 6354. Good evening, caller.
Hello.
You're on with Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayanna Muhammad. What you think about this polyamorous relationship thing?
Personally, I would not do it. I do not like sharing men either. But at the same time, I can somewhat necessarily understand why some people want to be in a poly relationship, because you have to think about it. You know, it's better than you being married and then your husband is out here cheating on you with this person and you don't know about it. So in a poly relationship, everybody is open. Everybody knows the situation. So, but I personally wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it at all.
But does that make it, okay, so let's just be honest. Your man tells you, listen, I look, I met this broad. It just so happened we clicked.
Not a pod.
I want to see what this is. So I don't want to do this secretly behind your back. I just want you to know what's up. Are you that in love with this man or that wrapped up into him to where he can convince you to be like, I don't want to lose you, so okay.
No.
No, I'm not, but some women are, you know, some women.
So it goes back to my original statement of, is this a way of women settling just to be in a relationship?
I think it is.
Because let's just be honest, we've talked about it being multiple women. We have yet to speak on the fact that it could be two men and one woman.
You're right. And I don't want, I couldn't have that either, even though it sounds good. Even though it sounds good. But no, I don't want that either.
That don't even sound good to me either.
No, I'm saying like just the thought, because you hear about the men and the two women so much, just the thought of a woman having two men, you know what I'm saying? Like that thought sounds, you know, like okay, the tables have turned. But I can't do that either.
No,
I just
I can't.
No.
I mean, even thinking about it, if a woman told me that she was with her guy and he has a girl, I'm gonna look at her like, and everybody's
wow.
She's like, yeah, we were cool, I know her, she's good, you know what I'm saying, it's no biggie to me, blah blah blah. I'm gonna look at her with a side eye. just as I would a dude who told me that, you know, we in a poly relationship, it's all good. It don't bother me. My chick with her dude right now. Really. Like, I'm looking at them both with the same side eye.
And that's your chick. Like, you, that's your, that's like, your chick. You claiming her as your chick, and you know she's gone with this other dude. How would you feel when she comes home if he doesn't live in the house with y'all? How would you feel when he comes home? Or then, like, he got a key to the house, too. Like, y'all all live here together.
But see, now,
like,
I
I'm not knocking.
Most of
Go
them
ahead.
Live in the same house. Most
yeah,
of them
they
live
do.
In the same house.
They live together under one big house, and everything is cool, and they it's kosher. But what? Like, I'm not a self-conscious person, you know. And if the world was, like, free of clothing and we didn't have to wear none, I would be just fine with that. Like, I don't have a problem with that. I would just be walking around naked all the time. However... don't come bringing your tallywacky over here after I done already had some tallywacky.
Okay.
I just think,
like,
it's nasty. Oh, my God. People, we probably going to get a whole bunch of slam mail.
I mean,
and it's, I'm just being honest. Like,
hey, like I said, when I looked into it online, it was very interesting because things in one of the articles that I read online, and I'm trying to find it in all of the pages that I read, was that we as people, as a monogamy-centered society, we need to be more open and understanding if you come across friends or family or relatives. It says, oh, here it is. It says, if you have poly friends, relatives, or acquaintances, please don't make assumptions about their lives based on what you think. All non-monogamous configurations look like. Like, you don't know what it looks like. So you can't really make assumptions about it. So,
I'm trying to find this out. I mean, it's real. Like, you know, people are laughing. Like, we're laughing because I'm still on the I don't understand it. So anything that I don't understand, I'm going to talk crazy. I'm going to say a little foolish stuff, and I'm going to laugh about it because I just don't get it.
It said, like, it goes on to say you can't assume one person in the relationship is more important than the other.
Why the hell not? Why the hell not? Why can I not assume that if I was the first person? Hold on. Carla, let me ask you this. Because you said you can. Hold on, Ayanna. I had to sit up. I was comfortable, chilling, leaning back in my little recliner, chilling. But I had to sit up. So the caller says she can understand why some people would. I'm still stuck on I don't understand. Because you said it's better than being married and then your husband going out and cheating and you finding out that he was cheating. It would be better if he just said, this is what I want to do, this and the other. But when you're married, you enter into a marriage and you're saying, it's going to be me and you. So before my husband even comes at me with, this is what I want to do, I'm going to ask him if this is something that you even thought about doing before you said, I do. You should have brought this up, and I could have ski-skirted. You're not going to go with nobody and you're going to tell me to my face that this is what you want to do, and you want me to say, okay, go do it and bring her back in the house. Somebody is going to the ER. I'm going to get, look, I need some more anger management.
Yeah, but you're missing a point. People that live this lifestyle, they really deal with people that live this lifestyle.
I know that. But they have not been in this lifestyle all of their lives. That's what I want. What it can't, if it's not the money, if it's not the satisfaction, because you're being satisfied, if it's not the greed, if it's not all these reasons that I've thought of, what the hell would make somebody want to do this?
I don't know.
I've thought of everything that I could possibly think of that would make somebody that, you know, I'm not going to even say with low self-esteem. I'm not going to say that because I'm going to get some more slam mail. My mouth get me in trouble. But I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say it's somebody with low self-esteem. I'm not going to say it's somebody that's living below the poverty levels and needs somebody to help take care of them. I'm not going to say that. I won't get no nasty emails for those who are listening. Don't send me no nasty grams. I'm just trying to understand what would make a totally sane, not even wealthy, but somebody who is maintaining, let me put it that way, maintaining a lifestyle where they're not on government assistance. And they have what they feel to be the bomb sex. You know, what would make you say other than greed?
But I'm going to be honest. Like, I really, for some reason, don't think it has anything to do with sex. But, like back to what I said about Monique. No, but listen, back to what I said about Monique. She said she had an open marriage. Now, I personally think she had an open marriage because her husband's secretly gay. But that's just my personal opinion.
God, I'm so slow.
But
I'm on the floor, people.
If both people decide to have an open marriage, I mean, you don't
this
agree with that either.
This is not an open. This is something. Remember, we talked about this. This is not an open marriage. This is a tri relationship or a tri marriage. We all live in a house. Like, it's beyond the side chick and just being open. Because an open marriage means you're free to do whatever you want to do with whoever you want to do. Not that you're free to bring them MFers up in here and they got keys and we all sitting on the couch watching Netflix and chilling. You see what I'm saying? It's different.
But I think that's how it starts, though. I think it starts in an open relationship. And then
I'm still on the floor.
And then next, you know, it's like, you know, we had that open relationship deal. Well, now I kind of want to bring old girl here. And you'd be like, what? Like, no. Like,
Ayana. Help me understand why they want. Look, I'm shaking the air. Can y'all hear me vibrating? I'm shaking. Can you hear it? Why do you want to bring somebody else into this house? Like, there's no conversation that we can have at the table while eating dinner. There's no conversation.
I'm telling you, I agree with you. And I'm saying it from a different perspective.
I want you to quit playing devil's advocate because you're killing me.
I know Muslim people that do it. I know Muslim people that do it. I know Muslim men that have more than one wife. I know a Muslim woman that has been a second wife. I just don't agree with it. I'm with you. I can't tell you why they do it.
Whew.
I can't tell
Kyla,
you why
they do it. Thank you so much. I know we kept you on hold because I've been hearing you laughing. This is one of those topics where I'm talking about it, but I'm really completely lost. I have no earthly idea what's going on. I'm just going to be honest. I don't know.
I don't
read about it. I still, like, and we have, like, 15 minutes left on the show, and I'm still clueless as to why. I'll throw some more things out there after this commercial as to why I think somebody would do this, but Ayana is going to clearly shut it down when I say it because she's playing the devil's advocate tonight, even though she keeps saying she agrees with me. She's trying to get me to go to a game night or whatever she said, meet up,
yeah,
whatever.
No, I said it was meet up. Dude, we could have done a lot of research, for real. It'd have been dope.
Girl, I meet up meeting and be like, what the hell is wrong with y'all? Are y'all crazy? Like, I'm going to be looking to see if they got, like, one ear, one eye. Like, it's got to be something going on to agree with that.
Tuned.
But Kyla, I'm gonna put you back in queue. Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate
you.
Please continue to listen. Ayana, like, I'm so exhausted. I'm gonna play this girl. Let's pay another bill before we run out of time and the sponsors be calling. I'm like, you ain't pay my bills. Yeah. We got when we reconvene in another minute, we're gonna figure this out. The nine myths. There's some myths that people have, and I know I'm in one of these nine myths. I'm going to read these nine myths when we come back. Hold, please.
Let's do it. Did you know that most alarm companies call the police after the break-in? And most burglaries take place between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. when most people are not at home. Home alarm systems don't prevent burglaries. So why not be proactive? Get a Digital Guard Wireless HD Home Camera and Monitoring System that can start as low as $684. Or
you could lease a Digital Guard HD wireless home camera and monitoring system with no credit check for $50 a month. You'd only need a $275 deposit, and that's going to last you for 14 months. So call Digital Guard at 888-640-5777, hit option 2, and use the promo code Ayana.
I'm gonna bust these myths down. Let me start from the bottom and go to the top. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Okay. So the ninth myth is opening up a relationship will save it from destruction. That's a myth. I can agree with that. You open up this relationship and bring somebody else in, it will not save the first relationship from destruction. Because in my opinion, I have to keep stressing, this is my opinion. In my opinion, if we let somebody else in this relationship, you might like her better than me. Then you don't want me no more.
I feel that way.
So that's a myth. Mm-hmm. Number eight is, poly is a phase that some people go through. It's not sustainable over a lifetime. They say that's a myth. I think that's the truth. I think it's a phase that people go through where they just want to, they heard about it, they want to try it and see if it's for them. And it may not be for them. They're going to try it this maybe 30 days or whatever. But I think that is a truth. What do you think, Ayana? Myth or truth?
I'm trying to see how the best way to say it, because I don't think it's a, I think it's a phase for some, but not for others. Does that make sense? So, like, I think for men, I don't think it's a phase. For women, I think it's a phase.
Hmm.
I think if a man can find a woman that'll let him do it, man, he's going to always be looking for a woman that's going to let him do that. But I think as women, they will give it a try and be like, this ain't for me.
This ain't
out
for me. Okay.
Yep.
So number seven says, the myth says polyamorous women are bi-curious, but the men, not so much. I think that's probably a myth too. So I agree with number seven, because if you are a man and you allow another man in the bed with your woman the same time, you are like, who, excuse me, mama, if you
because
listen, who wants to be looking at another man's nuts and tallywhacker?
You keep, no, you keep trying to put everybody in the room at the same time.
I want everybody to be in the room. Be right there, we all in the bed.
No, that's the other reverse. From one perspective, the men, is they're not always in the bed at the same time. It literally is, you're with this person this time and then this person another time. It's not always everybody at the same time.
Okay.
What's next?
Number six says, poly people are all super edgy, cool people whose whole lives are unconventional.
Absolutely.
True or false?
They are definitely unconventional.
You think so?
Obviously.
You think they're super edgy
about-
and cool? I think they damn crazy. But okay.
I mean, it's all about what people
think. I
think
they're crazy.
I wouldn't talk.
Y'all still haven't convinced me. We got.
Cool, but I definitely do think they're unconventional.
Okay. Number five. Poly people are best friends with their partners, or they also sleep with them. They're saying that is a myth. And they're saying it within the poly community. Oh my God. So there's communities of people. We need to bust in on one of the communities. I need to take my microphone. We need to have a part two. You're right. I'm going to go. We need to bust in on one of these communities, because I need to take a microphone and I need to interview people, and we need to play the interview on the show. So, yes, we need a part two. And, yes, we're going to find these communities, and we're going to interview them for you. That's crazy. Okay, number four. You laughing. I'm so serious. Number four is, every poly person is up for anything when it comes to sex. Threesomes, bondage, you name it, they down with it.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true.
That's a myth. That's myth number four. Okay. I don't know.
No, what I'm saying is, yes, that's a myth. In other words, I don't think that it's true that they up for anything just because they're in a poly relationship. I don't think that's true. So I agree with that myth. Yeah.
Okay. Hell, I don't know. I don't know nobody
Me
in one
either,
of these.
But it just
not
that,
not,
it just
not that I know
like,
of.
I
like, hell, it might
I
be some of my friends. I don't know.
That's
I went over a few
say.
People's houses, and it's always some random over there. Like, it's always somebody there with them. So they might be. I don't know. I'm going to start asking. Number three, Polly, I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask a lot of people, are you?
Yeah, I see.
I'm about to interview. We're going to do a part two. Poly people never deal with jealousy. Okay, that's a myth. I don't even know, but that's a myth. It just seems like it's a myth, so I agree with that one. What you think?
No, I think if you're going to be, I think it goes back to that original one of some people is a phase, and I think the people that's a phase, what makes them phase out of it is the jealousy. I think it's the jealousy.
Yeah. Okay. Number two says, once you're open, no one will ever be hurt by cheating because cheating doesn't exist. Now, there's a myth. There's got to be some lies because if you agree to let your man bring another person in and y'all all together in a committed relationship, what makes you think that he won't want to bring a third person in? Or a fourth person in. Now you're just getting ridiculous, and now I'm going to have to beat his tallywhacker.
What's
up?
And the beat better tallywhacker. Go ahead with the story. What's next?
I'm beating. Okay, so the number one myth is polyamory is nothing. Is all or nothing, right? Poly people have sex and fall in love with whomever, whenever. They say that's a myth.
I would agree with that. I do think that would be a myth because I still think even though you may be in a poly lifestyle, you're still deciding who you want to be with. Like, I don't think you're just going to be with anybody because you're poly. Like, I think you still got a type and a, you know what I'm saying? And that you know you need to find somebody who's into poly too. So, yeah.
Who just, but they said it's poly communities. Who just, we got to find them.
Close your mouth. Close your mouth. I'm telling you what time. If you go
we're gonna find them.
Atlanta meetup, and it's a lot of different things on Atlanta meetup. So it's not just
hook it up. We're gonna go find them. And I'm gonna take a microphone and I'm gonna interview. I'm gonna get my list of questions and make sure I don't offend anybody because that's not my intention. You know, I'm talking a lot of stuff on the show because that's what we do. Honestly, I don't understand. I don't get it.
Yeah, but you know what? And I think that's the thing, and that's what we need to do is really, I think this is one of them times we need to beat the streets and really get somebody to explain it to us because even like when we talk to the people that's the women that are side chicks and they explain why they side chicks, it's like, I still don't understand why you would do that, but it's like it's a reason, it's a rationale behind it in your head. So I need to know from somebody who is Polly, what the rationale is, and they
absolutely.
I'm just
we will have a part two to this, and when we do have a part two, we're gonna have because I do think that first caller,
mm-hmm.
I think he knows a little more than he put out here. Mm-hmm. He seemed real burst on this. So, caller. And you're still listening because I see the last four digits of your number. Send us an email on it. Send it to againstallodsrg@gmail.com if you don't mind with your number and a way that we can get in touch with you. Because I would love to interview him because I think that, you know, either he has played around with it or he knows somebody who had, like, he was well-versed on this topic.
On that topic.
So I would love to interview. Like, I would love for him to make me understand how this goes. And, I mean, I'm a Pisces. My birthday is tomorrow. So happy birthday to me. Yes. So, you know, I just want to understand it because I'm not knocking nobody's hustle.
Yeah, nah.
If it is,
I'm
not going to knock it, but I'm not going to try it either because it's just not for me. But
everybody listening to us know that ain't what we doing. We make fun of anything at this particular point in time, but this right here is particularly funny to me. just because. I think it's funny to me because I don't know nothing about it. It's like I just don't have a clue about this. Like,
right.
Not a clue.
But it was, you know, a must that we did this show. Like I said, if you can't beat them, join them. Because we were backed by popular demand. Our relationship series that we ran for months and decided we wasn't going to run it no more. Everybody was like, no, bring it back, bring it back. So we brought it back. And in finding relationship topics to bring back, this like popped up. And apparently it's super big right here in the Atlanta area. Now, I've heard of a lot of stuff, but I didn't know about this.
Oh, no.
I didn't know about this.
I just didn't know that so many people were into it. Like, I just thought it was like a, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I knew about it. I heard about it, but I just didn't know this many people was into it. Like, I was like,
no. I heard of side chicks. I heard of side dudes. I heard of open relationships and open marriages. But I've never heard of a poly relationship until
I
saw D-Ray. And I didn't know it was
lifestyle.
So popular.
It's a lifestyle. That's what I heard.
It is.
It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. And I was like, wow. Like, you know, like you can be vegan. You know what I'm saying? You can be a vegetarian. And you can be poly. Like, what? I was like, oh.
I want you not to put vegan, vegetarian, and poly in the same sentence.
Understand the lifestyle. Those are lifestyles. If you're vegan, your lifestyle. If you're a vegetarian, that's your lifestyle that you have chosen. And if you are poly, that is the lifestyle that you have chosen. I just want you to, you know, get that connection of the chosen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am. Yeah. I don't know. We're running down to the wire. Next, we're going to bring this back. We're going to bring it back for a part two.
Absolutely.
And on a part two, we're going to have interviews. Right. We're going to have some interviews of some people that are actually in this relationship. Again, caller number one, our email address is againstalloddsrg@gmail.com. Please, I want to interview. We'll be back next week with a hot topic. We'll go live on Tuesday or Wednesday. So if you are on Facebook, like one of our pages or our professional page, which is Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayanna Muhammad. That's all I can say. I don't know what else to say. Yeah.
I know, right? Thank y'all for listening. God bless y'all.
Thank y'all for listening. Same bat channel, same bat time next week. VictimStoppersRadio.us. Good night, everybody.
Are we going Facebook Live after this? Are we going Facebook Live or not?
Girl, I don't think I can do no more tonight. I'm still on the floor.
Later.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are, what is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard remote monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.